الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Ayatollah Khamenei elaborates on six key points of Imam Khomeini's testament, June 4, 2018. Both the friends and foes of Iranian nation admit that the prophecy of Imam Khomeini regarding the spread of revolution has been realized today, the instance of which is the Palestinian issue. Like the Iranian nation, all nations are sympathetic toward the Palestinian nation. Like the Iranian nation, all nations consider the Israeli regime as an illegitimate and imposed war on the region. Of course, many governments are not supportive of their nations. That idleness is exactly the element that strengthened Israel. The Zionist regime has no internal power to stand on its own feet. Today, there are two factors that have helped the Zionist regime to resist. One is the unconditional and shameless support of the U.S. for this degenerate regime. And the other is the lack of support for the Palestinian people on the part of the Arab and Muslim government.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Unfortunately, most of Muslim governments do not carry out their responsibilities in favor of Palestine as they should, and they are not harmonious with their people. The third prominent point, which is important to our nation and youth, in Imam Khomeini's testament and in the statement that he made during the last 10 years of his blessed life, is that the Islamic Revolution helped our nation progress. The Islamic Revolution facilitates innovation on part of Iranian nation, which is the exact opposite of what the enemies of Islam have propagated for several consecutive years. The enemies of Islam assume that being religious conflicts with progression. They assume that if a nation wants to achieve progress, it had to let go of religion and become completely westernized. They tried for decades to instill disbelief into the Iranian nation. From the beginning of the revolution to the last day of his life, and in his testament, our magnanimous Imam used to emphasize the fact that the revolutionary spirit is the spirit of progress and innovation. That was what the Iranian nation experienced.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me.